Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my goodness. I don't think I'm going to let my intro music play today. Folks, how are we? I just changed my mind. I said, you know what? I'm going to do this a little differently. Today we have with us the esteemed Dr. Kalo Black. This is a first for him. It's going to be a special two-hour host of this show, Dr. Black, who's going to be bringing it in here soon. I truly appreciate him joining us and him giving us the opportunity to learn. There is a lot being revealed to hidden ones during this COVID-19 plandemic. That, my friends, is the anchor with which we will start this broadcast. And again, Amos A. Nunn here, the Black Fact Checker, the Incognigro, once again podcasting from an undisclosed location somewhere deep in enemy territory, somewhere deep in our penal colony all of us here exist in. And folks, I'm going to tell you, things are moving quickly, which is why we are doing this podcast. Dr. Black is going to honor and shower us with information I believe is vital. If you are listening live, our call-in number is 319-527-6069. Again, this is Amos A. Nunn. The podcast brought to you by First Contact, where scrub data is best. First Contact provides data, very good data, leads to businesses and service industries. And it's a very, very unique situation. They put folks together on the phone, and they get the information you want before you talk to prospects. First Contact. Check us out, our website, First Contact, no vowels. Okay, folks, here we go. So, again, we have with us Dr. Kalo Black. And let me just say, this gentleman, in my estimation, is one of the more unique Negroes in this country. He's the founder of KPG. He's a web-focused architect. He's a certified software engineer, winner of the first CTO Ambassador Award. He's a poet. He's a producer. But more importantly, and for me in these terms, he is a spiritual scholar. Dr. Black, welcome to the podcast. How are you this evening?
Thank you. I'm doing well.
Fantastic. Well, I think this is the point in time. I've given you some prep. I hope I've introduced you correctly. I just want to, you know, let you have the floor and just kind of reason out with us your vision, what we're enjoined and partnered to do. I dare say I have no problem saying that I give him the lead in this endeavor. He's far more advanced than we. Dr. Black, you have the floor.
Thank you. Thank you so much for this opportunity to communicate a message that I believe very relevant and that is happening behind the scenes that I think that the people need to hear, all God-fearing people need to hear, as well as specifically ADOS, American Descendants of Slaves, who have been in this country lacking identity, lacking direction, and during this time of political unrest, it is more important than ever to have and hear clearly, to see clearly. And I hope the information that I'm going to provide you is going to give you the proper context so you can be able to see beyond what your eyes could normally glean from all the information overload that we hear through media and social platforms of all these voices, and take a step back and to go into a dimension that can reveal some insights so we can understand the seriousness of the times that we're in. Again, I'd say the seriousness of the times that we're in, because as we know, all around the world, even though there are as a peace agreement that is happening in the Middle Eastern regions, people who are knowledgeable in the ancient books knows that one of the key indicators of things which would begin an upheaval is this saying that it says peace, they will say peace, peace, and then sudden destruction. With that being said, I wanted to kind of start off with a story as we go through this pandemic of COVID-19, also called novel virus or the coronavirus. I wanted to begin to give you some behind the scenes meaning of what even COVID-19 itself is communicating to those who have eyes to see. Because there is a deeper meaning within that choice of lettering and numbering. And I'm going to break that down for you so you can have that insight, because it's good to have this insight, because as anything, intelligence helps you to navigate properly. No different if you use your MapQuest or Google Maps. Having the knowledge and the direction to be able to navigate is a benefit to your trip. And we're all on a trip. So let me start with this little story. But first, before I do, let me give you some context, especially as we pertains to the controllers or those in the esoteric realms or those in the groups, secret societies and things. There is a form of communication that they use to be able to communicate to each other where they are in the plan.
Really?
Now that is used by many means, as we know, whether it's currencies, literal currencies, with hidden messages within the currencies, whether it's in movies to foreshadow events. There are always speaking in languages, whether it's symbols, to each other, because as you know, as many have heard this saying before, that truth is better hidden in plain sight. So we're going to talk about some of the things that are hidden in plain sight as it pertains to COVID-19, so you can again have the information to understand what they are conspiring behind the scenes as it pertains to you, and how you can better prepare yourself. But not only that, am I going to give you the behind the scenes aspects of this, then I'm going to bring it to the scientific aspects of it so you can understand why this is a weapon and for who it was designed to be for. Because in this information, we have to be able to decipher what is truth and what is a lie. And as we know, we hear the term fake news, but it's bigger than that. There is a coordinated effort of this attack, and it's for a specific during this time, which some would say is the end times. Are you with me?
I am with you. And if I'm understanding you, I mean, because I want to make sure I'm understanding you, you're saying that the COVID-19, the virus that I tweeted yesterday of a scientist from Wuhan saying that all this was intentional or a plandemic, And you're saying that you're about to lay out to us the hidden meanings within COVID and how it relates to us and the future. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes. Yes.
Please continue.
So I would say this is a story of the revelation of novel coronavirus and the esoteric meaning of COVID-19. So let's begin with the C in the COVID-19. As I said before, they put meaning in things to communicate an intent. Let me give you another example. We've heard that during Obama's campaign, yes, we can, but when some people being exploring and inquisitive reversed his language, it said, we serve Satan or we love Satan. So that tells you that there is a subconscious aspect to our beings that even though it is unseen, it is flipped around and packaged even in the things we say or the things we do.
Wow.
So now let's go to the word COVID. Let's break down the C within COVID. Now, not getting too deep in the aspects of the C, which was also a G, which has some other usage, K, but from a Talmud or the Talmud's perspective, it represents a Hebrew letter called Gimel. And Gimel symbolizes a rich man running after a poor man. But not only that, it also, in Hebrew, has to represent reward as well as punishment. So keep that in mind. A rich man running after a poor man, as well as a reward or a punishment. So we all know that COVID is definitely not a reward. So let's lean towards the punishment. Now, Ovid is derived from the Latin word ovis, which means sheep. Now, I'm gonna give you some context of how the controllers fear those who have the ability to see their language and form of communications and how quickly they'll try to shut that, conceal their plans. So I'm going to go back to that word Ovid. But 19, and I use the Hebrew is because as most people know who the controllers are, in most circles, 19 in Hebrew means ebkah, which means slaughter or sword. So if we can put that all together, it means the rich punishing the sleek sheep by slaughtering them, or short, sheep slaughter.
Wow.
Now, on February 17th, when the unseen realm gave me this insight, and I'm just going to say unseen realm because it wasn't knowledge sourced from much study. Come on. It wasn't knowledge sourced from reading books. It wasn't knowledge sourced from educational systems. But an unseen teacher deposited this knowledge within me. As me being a dedicated twiller, a tweeter, I started to reveal this on February 17th, of the meaning of COVID-19 in a tweet. And after a little while, because I'm very attentive to things and changes, I posted that on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And then shortly after, not too long after, when I would search on Google Ovid again, just to reference it periodically, the Latin, all of a sudden I noticed the change of how the search algorithms were working. This is real stuff here.
Wow.
So I noticed that now when I searched for Ovid, something else was returned in the search, and I no longer saw the pure Latin derivative of its meaning as sheep. And let me tell you what they put in its place by changing the algorithm, and they put a gentleman, a Greek gentleman, named Publicius Avidius Naso. And he was a certain person during the Greek time. And when I noticed that search, again, me being inquisitive, I clicked on that because I noticed the change, and I read about this gentleman. And then I noticed on the Wikipedia page that they had put that it was updated on 9 March 2020, and it was a current change, and they put that there after I started posting on February 17th that COVID-19 meant sheep slaughter.
Wow. That is amazing.
Now, you can go right now to Google. I don't know if they updated it since that time in March, but they updated it 9 March 2020. And I put that tweet out on February 17th. And it was more tweets after that following these kind of revelations.
Mm.
And they updated that information. So what am I trying to communicate? That and anybody hear my voice. So first, understand that you need to compartmentalize this particular information that I communicated and put it on hold. Separate it from the other stuff that you've been told. Separate it from the other things that you have thought, and just keep that to the side. That maybe Tarek's message was that this was a sheep slaughter. Just put that on hold.
Okay.
Because I'm going to start to layer this up to explain why it is exactly that.
Let me do one thing really quickly. Just let everybody know that this is Amos A. Nunn. This is the Amos A. Nunn Show. We have a special guest host. His name, of course, Dr. Kalo Black. And he is breaking down first in this two-hour podcast the revealed hidden meanings that were revealed during this COVID-19 pandemic. He's already broken down Ovid and how that meaning has changed due to his, what I consider his revelation of information, it being a term meaning sheep to slaughter. I'm Amos A. Nunn. I'm the Black Fact Checker. Again, we have Dr. Kalo Black as we continue this journey. Dr. Black, continue.
So, we have to ask ourselves then, who are the sheep? If this is sheep slaughter, who are the sheep? That's got to be everyone, right? That's everyone in general. They're just using that. Is there any specifics as it pertains to the sheep in general? Keep that in the back of your mind, because I'm going to come back to that. Let's look up some other modern day people who are popular right now. QAnon is one of them. I try to keep up on all information, what is happening. And one of the things I noticed about QAnon, and I'm not saying QAnon is good nor bad. I have not concluded. I'm always looking for fruits of any person who is trying to communicate messages. Because the enemy always comes as light. No one accepts just blatant lies. You have to mix a lie with the truth in order to pacify people.
Amen.
So one of the things that QAnon always says is sheep know more. Now, and your first thought, you might say, that means we're not going to be dumb anymore like sheep. We're not going to believe the corrupt politicians. We're not going to sit back idle. But does it mean that? One of the things that these people in these control areas like to do is layer messages that have double meanings to them. So we just identified that COVID is a specific reference to a sheep slaughter, COVID-19. We have QAnon saying sheep no more, but who, again, are the sheep? Is that everyone in the world? Okay, so let's see what the media was saying about this virus and who was going to be greatly affected by it. Okay. So Fox News on 4/18/2020, a lead NIH researcher suggested that the pandemic could be genocide, says doctor. He said that doctors would let blacks die. That's on Fox News.
Wait. Could you repeat that? Wait, that was on Fox News.
Yes, Fox News on 4/18/20. Said lead NIH coronavirus researcher suggested pandemic could be genocide. Said doctors would let blacks die.
Oh, wow.
Okay, let's just remember, wow. Who's the sheep is the question. The Hill reported that African American account for 80% of Georgia's coronavirus hospitalizations. Okay. Business Insider on April 29th said all but one coronavirus death in Virginia's capital, that's Richmond, Virginia, have been black Americans. The county's health director isn't surprised, he said.
Wow.
That was written in the Business Insider on April 29th, but it was actually in a press conference on April 2nd, given by the County Health District's director, Dr. Danny.
Wow.
Avila is his last name. We're hearing this theme ring out. Just recently, I tweeted about the FDA director talking about who needs to have the vaccine first. So, okay, who were those people? African Americans, Hispanic Americans, and the old folks, and they're the most vulnerable. So they need to be vaccinated first. Okay? So we're still talking about who is the sheep. Now, this impacts everyone, not just in the States here. It could be Africa. You could be listening from Africa. Are you the sheep? Who are the sheep? Now, I know that it's hard to believe that a coordinated effort would produce a bioweapon to attack a specific type of person, but I'm about to break down to you scientifically how that is actually possible.
Wow.
Okay.
Yes.
And if you don't think it's ever happened before, there is a president that is much loved by the Republican Party. I'm a Republican myself. I switched when Obama gave reparations to the Native Americans and the descendants of Japanese who were imprisoned here. After that, I was done with Obama.
Mm.
And then told us, stop complaining. I moved to the Republican Party after that. It's
okay.
Not that you have much to choose from, but I switched parties because that was it for me. I was not going to be used anymore to prop up the Democratic Party when they had provided nothing for us.
Mm.
So I moved on. So if you think that this hasn't happened before in history, that there's no plans or schemes to segregate a certain type of people besides the just policies that we've experienced through civil rights or, you know, Ronald Reagan, a very reputable president, even almost paid with his life. There was a document that was last signed by him, and some of you who are listening may know about it. It's called Rex 84.
Wow.
And within that document that was sanctioned by the United States government, it called for an event of martial law or breakdown of our system, they would do a couple of things. First, they would round up all the blacks. They would round up all the blacks in the military. And they would also round up all the blacks in the police force. Document, of course, has been released for public viewing. And it was last time by Ronald Reagan. But we don't know what's in the plans anymore now. They wouldn't continue to do things like that, right? So let's start getting into why this seemingly from news reports disproportionately harms ADOS, African Americans, or even some Hispanics, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Okay. So to tell you about that, I have to reveal to you another esoteric meaning, or not maybe esoteric, but coded meaning behind the word, which was one of the first things that the unseen revealed to me, and it was the word novel.
Mm.
Now, most people believe that the reason why, because this is what they tell you, most people believe that the reason why they use novel is because this is new. That's the reason why they tell you. So, okay. But let me tell you what the spirit tells me. Come on.
Mm. Mm.
The N and the O for in novel represents a medical acronym that is used. Also, a component that we need within our bodies, and that NO stands for nitric oxide.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. So we're going to separate the NO out of novel. So that means nitric oxide. But what does the veal mean? Not veal, not vel, whatever you want to say it and how you want to say it. What does that mean? Well, if you're knowledgeable, you will know that it is a divine javelin in the Hindu war god that was used as a spear by the ancients. So what is that saying? That this particular virus is a nitric oxide spear. Come on, man. I wish y'all could see it. I'm sorry. I just have to look. And I'm going to show you that it is just that.
Wow.
I'm going to show you that it is this, just that. It is a nitric oxide spear. Because that is what it destroys to cause all the issues. And there is a component within us, and I must say, which are in more in black people, come on now, than in most European people. And it has to do what is called an ACE2, in medical terms, an ACE2 receptor. Which is basically a converting enzyme. This produces, that reduces an oxidative stress within our body.
Mm-hmm.
It also prevents inflammation within our bodies. It also allows our blood vessels, the blood to move within our blood vessels properly. So this is a component of biology that is in predominantly black people. Because not everybody has mechanism as many as we do, blacks in general, and other cultures. I mean, you just never know whose ancestry is from who.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a specific target.
Let me again, stop you very quickly. Just do a big old pain of the bills again. This is Amos A. Nunn, the Amos A. Nunn Show. I have with us the host, with the most, Dr. Kalo Black, who is just taking these large bits of meat, opening our mouths, our mental mouths as wide as possible, and shoving it right in the back of our throat, holding our nose and making us consume it. And I thank him for being on the show today. He has opened our eyes. You guys know we always podcast from an undisclosed location, somewhere deep in enemy territory. Today we're proud to have Dr. Black host the entire podcast. Got about a little under an hour and a half left. We have delved into some meaty subjects. I hope everyone hits their reverse button, their rewind button when they download and listen to it. Take notes. Dr. Kalo Black, back at it. Go ahead, sir.
So as we know, now we know that the novel actually has a double meaning. It is a nitric oxide spear. So that tells you exactly what it attacks. So the ACE2 receptors are located in several places within our bodies. Again, predominantly African Americans, their biology has more ACE2 receptors than more of a European descendant, but it's in kidneys, lungs, heart, colon, and these, it's like ACE2, ANG1 through 7 receptors. And this particular piece has another component of Ace that does the exact opposite of what Ace 2 does. So it causes inflammation. It causes everything to collapse within our system. And when the coronavirus attacks, it attacks these ACE2 receptors, these signals, these receptors, and that is where it goes. And then it reproduces, knocks that out. And without nitric oxide, all hell is about to break loose within your body. And this is why in the early studies, there were people who were dying of strokes, kidneys, lung failure, heart, vessels collapsing, so many different varieties. When what happens is when the body detects the COVID or coronavirus, it's not the coronavirus that kills you. It's the body's response to the attack of it. And without the ACE2, it does not know how to tone itself down. So it overly compensates with the cytokine response, which causes inflammation, increasing of the mucus, SARS, those SARS symptoms, influenza, pneumonia type symptoms within your body.
Am I correct in saying in you saying that blacks that ADOS primarily have the largest amount of those receptors that can be attacked by what appears to be an engineered virus to kill people of color?
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
I didn't say that, but basically that's the punchline, right?
Wow.
And I know it's hard to understand that. I know it's hard to understand that. But people don't understand one of the reasons why we are so nimble, so ability in our track and running abilities and track and things like that is because of this ACE2 receptor. Matter of fact, they even put it in supplements now. They even put it in if you have this erectile dysfunction, they put nitric oxide into that so you can have more oxygen coming into your body.
Mm.
So we have the benefits of this component or nitric oxide system that helps us to recover more quickly as well as perform at higher levels. And some who don't have this supplement it using, GNC and getting the supplement in order to try to compensate to be more competitive.
Hmm. Wow.
So again, I go back to who are the sheep? Because it's not by accident that COVID-19 means a rich man coming to slaughter the sheep. It's not accident. It wasn't an accident that the spirit showed me that Navel didn't mean, well, it had multiple meanings, and it was actually pointing to the source of the problem, which was nitric oxide spear. It knocks out your ACE2's ability to produce nitric oxide, which causes your body mass inflammation. And as the other ACE2 components has a cytokine response, there is no management of that with the ACE2 enzyme.
Mm.
So let me explain it this way. Before an enemy invades a country, the first thing they do is knock out the communications and telecommunications structure first.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what happens when the nitric oxide or the ACE2 is disabled. It is like the communication aspect within your body, which is regulating certain aspects of your physiology and your biology, it knocks out the ability to regulate and to warn. So therefore, you know what's coming next.
Mm.
Here comes the infantry. Here comes the invasion. And it's quite crafty because the invasion is caused by you, your body, overcompensating, overshooting without that mechanism. It's kind of like you can't see anymore, so you're just shooting everything. You're shooting your lungs. You're shooting holes in your arteries. You're shooting at everything because you can't discern what level of effort that you should put because you can't identify the enemy anymore.
Wow.
Now, let me ask you, heard that Mitch McConnell in the Senate is is determined to protect these legislators by not permitting any legal recourse if this vaccine ends up killing people? So you don't have the ability to sue anyone in the government, not the senators, not the folks that came up with it. And I find that a bit odd.
Well,
is it just a fun
no better way to kill except for when you have the license to, right?
Right. Is it just as plain and simple as they're just trying to kill us all? And if they're trying to kill us all, to what end and for what purpose, and who is pushing these folks to do these things?
Right.
I don't see
that black people.
Yeah, I can't see black people as an existential threat to white society. Why do they want us dead so badly?
Well, first, I'm glad you led, because that goes into Bill Gates, and I'm going to mention him just a bit. But it also goes to when you go fishing and you're throwing out the net, you may be looking for a certain type of fish, but within the net, when you pull up the net, you're going to get some other kind of stuff that ends up caught in the net, right? It's just the nature of things.
Right, right.
So some would say, well, white people are dying too. The ultimate goal, as we know through some of the secret Georgia Guidestones, is to reduce the population. I mean, we know that is the case. And even though we see ourselves in a minority state, ADOS specifically,
mm-hmm.
as a minority people, we are actually the majority on the earth. Why else would Bill Gates send genetically modified mosquitoes into Africa? What benefit is that? Is he with his record of vaccines and destroying people's lives, you think he's just trying to do that so he can save a person here or there from getting malaria?
Mm.
Because until you recognize who the sheep really are, who the sheep, and I'm going to go into this, brother, I'm telling you. Oh, you! I know people ain't ready for this, brother. They're not ready for how I break down the sheep, how I'm going to tell you who the sheep are, how I'm going to say that the name of sheep in itself has a deeper meaning that you can't even fathom.
Well, let's do it.
Excellent. So is this something that they really are intending to do,
mm-hmm.
was your question. And I'm going to go to Bill Gates, who posted something in April.
Okay.
Where he put a picture of himself holding up what appeared to look like it was supposed to be a URL, www.... /u/, and it said, "This is Bill Gates working from home," and had a little picture with the little guy.
Mm-hmm.
don't understand that it wasn't what he was saying. It was the symbol he was displaying during this time where he knew that he was going to be pushing a RNA vaccine, which modifies DNA. And he knew that these medical certificates that would be embedded in these things would have a certain outcome. Come on now. Jeez. Oh my gosh, man. These people are wicked. But they put it, if you have understanding or eyes to see, then you can see. So what was the weird thing about the slash U and the slash? Well, that's an algebra symbol, which means absolute U. So that symbol means absolute U. And I tell you, everyone today, under my voice, who can hear my voice, this is the goal with the RFID and the digital certificates that will be embedded in vaccines. And the result of the absolute U is to forever be cut off from the Father, from that spiritual aspect of who you are. And just for the sake of Microsoft, me being a technologist, means the blue screen of death, no doubt.
Oh, wow. Wow. Wow.
Isn't that funny?
The blue screen of death. I mean, is refusing this vaccine going to come with consequences?
Maybe not initially. I know that in Virginia, the health directors in this state said that they were going to make it mandatory once the vaccine has been proven safe for Virginia residents.
But what does that mean? Does that mean, you know, I mean, proven safe for me takes about 18 months to 24 months, you know, 18 months to 2 years. I mean, is the plot so devious that, you know, I mean, are they looking to create a genocidal structure within the black community is really the question. I mean,
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, because of people like Louis Farrakhan and different people by saying, and of course, America's history towards African Americans with medical malfeasance towards us. Like, most don't even know that the primary two places that the CDC have are in Atlanta and in Baltimore. And you wonder, if you say, what is synonymous with those areas? And I will say, homosexuality is synonymous with those areas.
Mm. Really? Well, yeah, I've heard about Atlanta.
Right? But there's chemicals. We already know that they fed us certain foods. There are chemicals today that will cause men to be homosexualities, of
effeminate.
Course.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Effeminate. Yes, that's true.
That's right. And of course, that reinforced by the hip hop community. It's all by design, sir. It's all by design.
We have to get out and away from the influences around us, the influences not only that have been created and promoted against us, but the influences that we promote and against ourselves. I mean, I check out this chick Cardi B, man, and I'm trying to figure out, you know, if you saw one of my posts, how is this chick even remotely a role model for black girls? I mean, this is a straight Jezebel, tongue sticking out, you know, there's no telling. I mean, with the black eye, they've all got this adrenochrome. They've all got, you know, there's the truth is in the lie. The truth is in the lie. This is not the safest environment for black people, man. And it just seems that it's a concerted, targeted effort to eliminate us because we pose an existential threat to them. Am I right or am I off?
Well, I think it is, because to me, what I'm trying to show is that there is value within us beyond what we can fathom. And that there is a scripture that talks about, because remember, I'm going to tell you who the sheep are. And that is key during the next segment and in the next coming hour.
Okay.
Because I'm going to show you how that word is not an accident. It wasn't used by accident. It's not used by accident. But that word, hidden in that word, is the child root of the Father's name. But not only the child root of the Father's name, but also a people even today with that name. Because remember, as I tried to begin in the beginning, that knowledge is hidden in languages. If you ever been to a spelling bee, what they teach most of us today, they don't teach phonics, they don't teach roots, they don't teach these things. They teach memorization.
Yes, they do.
But if you go to those people knowledgeable in the spelling bees, they understand the root. Is that Latin form? They understand the what derives the word in different contexts to gain the understanding to help and assist them in spelling the word. Because there is logic in the word. And I'm about to dive into some of that, my brother. Because
I'm Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker, on with me today for the entire podcast, directing, hosting, and leading it, Dr. Kalo Black, our special guest, giving us some hidden insight into the meaning, not only of the COVID-19, how it plays into why we need to leave, the conspiracy against us. He's been most informative. I've been listening intently. I know we have, it looks like 78 folks at our highest, and now we're kind of trailed down, but continue, doctor. You have the floor, an hour and five. Keep going.
Excellent. This is going to get deep, and those who are still on, you got to listen to this because it all ties in. This all ties in together, and then you will be able to see the big picture of how this plays, and then you will know who the sheep is. Because remember, I kept saying, who's the sheep? If COVID really meant sheep slaughter, then who is the sheep? If the news agencies are already telling you that this affects blacks more than anyone, and if the head of the FDA is telling you that we need to get the blacks first because they're more susceptible to this coronavirus, these are pointers. These are clues on who the sheep is. So if that is the case, well, I'm going to give you a different perspective of who the sheep is.
When I think about it, boy, I could do some jumping jacks, some push outs, some flips. I could do some.
Get at artists. It. Go ahead, man. You got it. Go ahead. Take us there, man. Take us there.
Okay. So we know that Bill Gates wants the absolute you, which to me, because of my understanding of algebra and the disconnect in what he's pushing, because we remember that he was pushing to the CIA, they discovered the God gene and they're going to be able to wipe it out through vaccine. So we know that that's out there. So we know what his modus operandi is. So let's continue. So let's start with, what is a sheep, right? In English, what do we call a sheep in English? In English, the English language, sheep is called an ewe.
Okay.
Ewe is E-W-E. That's how we spell it in English.
Got it.
Ewe. Means a female sheep.
Means a female sheep.
Okay.
Got it. Okay.
Right. Okay. So pause right there. Just keep that in the back of your mind. Remember I said that knowledge is hidden in language. Matter of fact, we blacks tend to be very linguistic even, making up our own language. We call it slang. It's in our genetic nature to communicate in that way. So in the English, we know E-W-E is a female sheep. Now let's go to the 1611 King James Bible. And as we read through King James, and those who don't know 1611 King James, King James was actually a Judahite. He was actually a black man, not a white man, as many think today.
I'd heard that.
And during the prologue of this 16 King James 11 Bible, he mentions how this book was designed to preserve, and it was for Zion to combat the papacy and their corruption.
Wow.
And within those, the prologue, he spells a word prior to J ever being created. And that word is I-E-W-E-S.
Okay.
I-E-W-E-S, and referencing who God's people are. So let's just keep that. I'm not going to pronounce it. I'm not going to say it. But God's people, when King James in 1611, there was no J, it was I-E-W-E-S. Now, what is W? We are taught that a W is a consonant, are we not?
Yes, we are.
But what is W? Let's break that down. What is W? What it says it is. Double.
W.
U. And what is U? U is a vowel. Right? There was a Jewish historian under the Romans who said hello. Hello. Hello.
Oh, they don't want us to talk about this stuff. Hello. Amos.